very welcome to another edition of Laura na Páirce here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy to keep it company till 7 o'clock. Well, Camogie will be our main focus on this week's show, as Waterford and Tipperary are set to do battle in Saturday's All-Ireland semi-final at Nolan Park. Sunday game analyst Ursula Jacob will be along very shortly to preview the action. Kieran O'Connor will also be on this week's show, chatting about the Waterford under 20 hurling management team, as well as Sunday's All-Ireland final between Limerick and Kilkenny. And later in the hour, we'll hear from Daisha Ladies football boss Pat Sullivan on their relegation clash with Cavan. But first,
look, in Waterford City in general, and in Waterford you see young girls going around with hurlies and stuff you've never seen before or rarely seen. It seems to be the thing to do now, which is great, and look, hopefully you can keep thriving and hopefully Waterford Camogie can keep going.
Bursting forward is Beth Carton. She's taken away three Cork defenders. Beth Carton off her right hand side, one umpire nods to the other. Beth Carton's missed the post, one of the scores of the day. Another point for Beth Carton, her sixth. It's Waterford 114 Cork 110, Claire.
Yeah, she was nearly stumbling and a fall forward as she struck that ball. Three Cork defenders could not take the ball off her. And again, a fantastic score by the one only Beth Carton.
Win All Ireland, I suppose, like, you know, that's the main goal. Like, you know, I think it's something that I'm it's just second nature to me at this stage now, you know, playing Camogie or talking out for another year, but I'm playing in Croke Park last year in the semi final and just getting the experience there, just really kind of it just kind of really showed how close we are, like, when you're touching distance, and if you just try your best and try to do everything meticulously outside your life and inside Camogie, then, you know, who knows what will happen this year.
Well, it's the far side of the field collected well there by her club colleague Abby Flynn. She started very brightly in this All-Ireland quarter final. Still Abby Flynn on her own, sends it in towards Niamh Rocket. Chance of a goal for Rocket. Rocket with a shot. Rocket with the goal. Top corner of the net. What a start for Waterford. Crossfield ball by Abby Flynn into Niamh Rocket. Back at the net. Well, here's your lucky day.
Every single one of us, we are role models now for these girls. Like, if you look back to when, so I was starting out, there wasn't that many Camogie clubs around. I started out playing with the boys, and the majority of the girls on our team would have done the same. So it's brilliant to see how much, like, the Camogie has developed in the county. Like, in our county board, they're doing great work to get that, you know, to make that happen. Like,
yes, the place in the All-Ireland Camogie final is at stake on Saturday as Waterford and Tipperary do battle yet again in Nolan Park. It will be our Kylie Gall big match here on WLR. I'll be joined in the commentary box by former Daisha defender Claire White, and our coverage gets underway at 3:15. Well, to preview this massive game, delighted to be joined on the line by Sunday game analyst and All-Ireland winner with Wexford, Ursula Jacob. And Ursula, first of all, Waterford back in the last four once again. What has impressed you most about them this year?
Well, to be honest, I think, you know, Sean Power in his first year, I think he's brought a kind of renewed confidence to the team. Obviously, they've built on last year's great run again this year. And I've been so impressed with him. I've watched them closely throughout the league. And obviously, you know, winning the 1B league, you know, very convincingly, you know, they beat all the teams very quite easily, and they looked really impressive and very sharp. And I suppose then, you know, they had that big win over Cork in the Munster Championship, and unfortunately then Tip got one over them. But in the Championship games, you know, yeah, you might say they got the easier group, but Watford can only beat who is in front of them. And to me, they've been so efficient using the ball. They've been brilliant, some brilliant goal scoring, goals taken. You know, there's been such a spread in scores. So I think the biggest thing that's impressed me about Watford is their renewed confidence. And I think you can give Sean Power and his management team a lot of credit to that, because I think sometimes when you bring in a new management team, it can, you know, freshen things up a bit. It can motivate girls even more out to impress new manager and that. So I think it's worked in Watford's favour, and it's brilliant to see that they've built on last year's great run and they're back in another semi-final.
And you mentioned confidence there, Ursula, and one player who's playing with bucket loads of confidence is Bet Carton at the moment. What will Tipperary do to try and stop her on Saturday?
Well, I suppose I've watched Tipperary pretty closely in the Championship this year as well. And obviously, Bet is such an outstanding class player, and she can do it all from freeze, from play. She can create scores. You know, she does everything. And the thing about Bet that's so impressive as well is how versatile she is, in terms of she can go out further the field. She can play in the inside forward line, and she can play along the half forward line. So that's the flexibility that Watford have, that she's not just tied down to one spot. And no doubt, you know, Bet is going to be the number one person that Tipperary are going to try pin down on Saturday. So for me, looking at Tipperary in the last couple of games, the player that has kind of marked the most threatening and lethal forward has been Mairead Eviston. So she came on against Kilkenny and man-marked Denise Gall. And then she started the last day in the quarterfinal against Antrim and man-marked Roisin McCormack. So I expect they'll go with something similar to that, that they potentially will have Mairead Eviston tracking Bet wherever she goes. And they may then have Karen Kendi, who will line out centre-back, acting as a sweeper. So I wouldn't be surprised if Tipperary went with a sweeper, and that will more than likely then be Karen Kendi, who'll be the free player who'll sweep across that half back line. And like Tipperary, you know, they're very well set up. They have a good structure in place. They've only conceded 3 goals in this year's championship, so they are going to be going in confident to this game. They restricted Antrim to only 1 point from play the last day, and 1 point overall in the second half. So they are going to be going in with good momentum, good confidence. But for me, Bet is a class player. She's brilliant. She, as I said, she's got all the skills in the game. But I think even more so this year, Watford are that bit more threatening up front. You know, there's other girls stepping up. You know, Mairead O'Brien has got some cracking goals this year. You'll always get the likes of Niamh Rockett and Bet, you know, having big saves in the matches. But when you've the likes of Annie Fitzgerald, Mairead O'Brien, even the girls coming in like Roisin Curran and Corcoran, they're all chipping in with scores. So I think I think that's another thing that I've been really impressed with by Watford this year, that the spread of scores, it's 8, 9, 10 players every day going out getting a score. And it's not that over-reliance on Bet, but no doubt she's going to play a huge part in the game on Saturday.
If Bet is a marquee forward for Watford, Ursula, Cate Devan fills the same role for Tipperary, how dangerous will she be?
Well, again, she's coming in with huge confidence, and confidence seems to be the buzzword coming into this game, because, you know, she got 2-6 the last day against Antrim. She looked even more threatening than ever. Her 2 goals were brilliant. Some of her points from play were brilliant. So, you know, and I don't think Watford will need reminding that in that Munster Championship game earlier in the year, where Tip, you know, came out 11 points winners over Watford, Coyte got 2-5 that day. She was just outstanding right from start to finish. So Watford are not going to be allowing any space in front of her. I expect that she will line out potentially, and more than likely, in the full forward line and at full forward. So they're going to have to cut out that space. And I think the half back line for Watford is going to prove crucial in this, because they can't afford to push up the field too much to allow that space, because Tip, the last day in the quarterfinal, they were able to create that space in front of Coyte, and the ball that they were hitting into her was exceptional. So Watford are going to have to be really, really wary of this.
This is a massive opportunity, Ursula, to reach an All-Ireland final for both these sides. Who do you think will come out on top in the end?
Well, I think, as you said, massive opportunity. I think it's opened up the whole Camogie Championship that, you know, the big three, you know, there was the Cork, Galway and Kilkenny, and one of them is already knocked out. And again, another one of the big three is going to be knocked out this weekend. So it's a huge opportunity, and one that Tipperary and Waterford are both going to be chomping at the bit. You know, it's hard to believe that Waterford are only 8 years up senior, and you know they had reached four quarterfinals and they struggled to get over those quarterfinals, and eventually last year they reached the semi-final, and again, you know, they've got back to the same place as they did last year. And then I suppose I look at Tip, and they were struggling for four consecutive years to get over the semi-final mark. So they're going to be again looking to get back into a final, and it's hard to believe they haven't been back in a final since what I think 2006. So that's you know how many years ago. So like both have a massive opportunity. I think it's going to come right down to the wire. Tip have obviously had the upper hand on Waterford in the last number of years in three quarterfinals and in some of the championship group games. But for me, I think Waterford are going in very quietly into this game. You know, people will say maybe the opposition they faced hasn't been as strong as Tipperary, but I don't know. I think there's something special about how Waterford are playing this year. I think, as I said, they have a stronger panel, a stronger team than last year. And I think they'll learn a lot from last year's All-Ireland semi-final against Cork. They had Cork beaten for, you know, 35, 40 minutes, but it was that final 15, 20 minutes that probably let them down. So look, I think playing in Nolan Park might suit both teams as well. But I think I'm just going to tip Waterford to edge this one by the minimum margins of maybe 1 or 2 points.
Well, that's music to the ears of all our listeners, Ursula. We'll take a 1 point victory on Saturday for Waterford. It's a 3:30 start against Tipperary in Nolan Park, and we'll have all the action here on WLR with thanks to Kylie Gall. Turning to the second game, Ursula, it's Cork versus Galway at 5:30, a real heavyweight clash here. Who do you fancy in this game?
Again, you know, similar to the Tip Waterford game, I think there's going to be very little that will separate these teams. Again, Gal, you know, this is their fourth time meeting this year across league, two times in the group stage of the league final, and then in the first round of the championship. So these teams know each other so, so well. And Galway have had the upper hand over Cork, you know, the last number of years. Like it's hard to believe in the last 10 meetings, Galway have won 8, Cork have won 1, and one of them has been a drawn game. So look, Galway, you would feel that will be going in that bit more confident facing Cork, but I think, you know, psychologically, Cork beating Kilkenny the last day in the quarterfinal will give them a huge boost, because in the last kind of 2-3 years, they were struggling to beat both Kilkenny and Galway. But beating Cork or beating Kilkenny the last day will give them that kind of confidence going into this round's game. And I think, you know, If it's the Cork that I know that can go out and play this game, I think they could win this. But two things they're going to have to rectify that they've got, you know, that's been a trend in their game the last kind of few games and particularly all year, is the number of chances they're missing, and in particular goal chances. And then their efficiency up front in front of goal has probably let them down at crucial stages of the game. So but I feel if they can get this right, and if some of their key players that have been missing earlier rounds in the championship, like Aisling Thompson, Laura Hayes, Orla Callaghan, they've all been injured. But both Aisling Thompson and Laura Hayes featured the last day, and they came on and they made a huge difference. I think they actually could edge this one. But look, Galway won't go down without a huge fight. And look, they're unbeaten in league and championship. They've won the last two league finals. They'll want to get back into a final again after the disappointment of last year. But for me, I think maybe the momentum of winning the last day against Kilkenny and then the hurt of losing three times already this year to Galway might get Cork over the line.
Well, Sunday game analyst Ursula Jacob, thanks a million for your time this evening, and enjoy all the games on Saturday.
Thanks a million, Tomás.
And there's Lorraine Bray once again. What a second half she's having. She's everywhere, Lorraine Bray, in towards Niamh Rockett. Rockett has the ball in her hand inside. Can she get inside Stephanie Walsh? Shot for Rockett. Oh. Rockett with a rocket to the roof of the Limerick net. It's Waterford's first score of the second half. Niamh Rockett got 2 goals against Limerick 2 years ago, She's got another two this afternoon, Claire.
Oh, what a score to start off the second half. She obviously must have heard us giving out up here that we hadn't got Otten on the board, but that was a great ball in. Again, just stuck to her hand, stepped around the player, and, you know, it doesn't matter what angle, the power she can hit the shots at, Claire Keating goal, didn't have much chance.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Well, the Waterford team for Saturday's big match will line out as follows. Brianna O'Regan from De La Salle between the posts. A full back line of Vicky Faulkner, Tremor, Iona Heffernan, Ferrybank and Kate Lynch of Galtier. In the half back line, Keely Corbett-Barry of De La Salle, Clodagh Carroll of Galtier and Mairead Power from Cláine Power. At midfield, it's Orla Hickey of Capaquin and alongside her, the captain and Capaquin clubmate, Lorraine Bray. In the half forward line, it's Niamh Rockett, St Anne's, Bet Carton, De La Salle and Abby Flynn, also of De La Salle. The full forward line then, Mairead O'Brien, Medeligo, Rachel Welch of Butlerstown and Annie Fitzgerald of Galtier. Well, to continue our build-up, I caught up with Waterford Camogie coach Wayne Power before training at the SETU Arena. Wayne has guided the Waterford Miners as well as Ardmore to All-Ireland success in the past. And I asked him firstly about how he joined Sean Power's setup.
It's definitely October time, I suppose. Maybe October, was it? Yeah, definitely October. I know I was in school and placement at the time. And I got a message and I gave him a call. And Sean said, look, he was thinking of this project. Would I be interested? I said, yeah, look, I've worked with Sean before. I kind of know what he's like. Very good guy, really great man manager in terms of management and players. And look, with the women, he's done the exact same thing now. He's come in, he's been a leader, he's not a dictator, everything's out on the table. He's really, really intelligent and friendly with him. And look, all that, I suppose, builds into us becoming a good unified team. We have a good bond with each other. But yeah, I suppose it was back in October when Sean kind of asked me. And yeah, I suppose, look, as I said, I kind of know the men. And once you kind of know the man, you can kind of make the decision fairly quick too. Like, you know, you're not going into a place where you don't know what he brings or what he's looking for. So I'm very happy to be part of it again and delighted that he'd asked me in the end, to be fair.
How do this Waterford Camogie team compare to male teams that you've been involved with, Wayne, over the years?
Yeah, look, this has been very new, I suppose, to me. I suppose when you start, you're obviously a little bit anxious and a little bit worried as to whether what you have been doing is relevant or transferable, or how much adaptability I have to do myself in terms of planning sessions and even size of drills, distances, all that. But it is quite similar, to be honest with you. Like anything I would have done across male codes, I've been able to bring in here, and after one or two goes, you know whether it's appropriate and is challenging enough for the players that they're going to get the benefit and learn from it and understand why we want to do these certain games or drills. But definitely the comparison is so similar. Like the effort that I've seen from him has just been second to none. Like I can honestly say that, like, I was really surprised when, like, I came in and there was no difference really. Like, do you know what I mean? Maybe they're fighting their own battles at the moment and things like that, and that's something they have to do. Like, that's not something we're focusing on as a management and things like that, but in terms of everything else and in terms of the effort that they are giving, it is no different in comparison to what I've seen with lads and senior clubs, any Waterford team I've been with. Like, the training that the boys have done off the field, the girls are doing the exact same thing. Absolutely no question about it, like, to be honest.
When you see the piece of skill that Bet Carton performed the last day against Antrim, lobbing the goalkeeper in that second half, like, would she make any male team in the country?
Oh, yeah. Look, it's definitely been asked of me, you know, once or twice is the chance of her being able to play with him. But yeah, look, Bet's an exceptional talent, and I think it's not only with her technical ability as well, but it's the brain that she has as well. Like, she's to see that and to actually execute it is just phenomenal thinking and ability. Like, in a pressure situation where you have people coming to close you down, and even to just be intelligent enough to realise that the keeper had not got back in there in time and that you were going to be able to get a goal like that, it's been brilliant. And like, the players have worked so hard, I think, in trying to become better at making these decisions on the field and seeing the opportunity and making the right choice. And if the pass is on, give the person the better place. And that was what happened. Bet got a nice little flick out, saw the opportunity and took it. Do you know, like, they're very good at making the right decisions, and it's definitely going to be one of our toughest games of the year so far. I know we've played them already, like, but yeah, I think this one now, the extra bit of bite now that it's going to be knockout, it's an All-Ireland semi-final, like we're just going to have to be well up for it and just make right decisions in the day, and hopefully that the result is the right way for us too at the end of it.
Well, Wayne Power, Waterford Camogie coach, all the best in that All-Ireland semi-final against Tipperary.
Thanks a million, Tomás. We'll talk to you again.
Now you're hurling, Lorna Porca, with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.